And once again on this Thursday morning, we're joined by Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Morning, Jay.
All right, so much to get into is always the case. But first, I want to get into a bit of controversy. You brought this to my attention. A spokesperson for the World Health Organization had some comments about who may or may not be likely to spread the coronavirus. I'd like to hear your response about that.
Well, just in case everybody doesn't know about that, this was a fiasco. There was an official from the World Health Organization who commented that spread of the coronavirus is really quite rare from people who have no symptoms. That's been condemned widely throughout the world by scientists. That's simply not true. It is interesting, if you look at people who are asymptomatic, which means they get the virus, but they never develop symptoms, they certainly are at some risk of transmitting the disease, hence the masks that we've all gotten used to seeing. People who are pre-symptomatic, which means this is the few days or week before they actually develop symptoms, they are at tremendously high risk of transmission. The CDC says about 40% of transmission happens before people ever feel symptoms. So the point is, the World Health Organization official just got it wrong. It's been widely condemned, so I just wanted to debunk that.
Let's take a look at reopening. It's been on everybody's mind almost, I think, since the beginning of this pandemic. And we've gone through these stages, and I think people are getting comfortable on a lot of different levels. But there are some real nuances here moving forward. It's one thing to perhaps sit outside with some social distance and wearing masks, enjoying a meal or whatever the case may be. But for workers, perhaps going back into a building where they're expected to do their jobs, there are certain concerns I'm sure they must have, and I'm sure there are red flags for you as well.
There are. One of the things that there's been a little written about, but we need to talk about, is the need to maintain social distancing even when you get on an elevator. So it's interesting, and you'll begin to see more of the discussion around this. In some buildings, what the owners of the buildings have done is decide to put these images of feet facing the corners of the elevator. And in some cases, they will post signs saying no more than two or four people on an elevator. And that's going to inconvenience some people. It's fine if it's a three-story building or a four-story building and you're able to walk that up. But if it's much taller than that, it's going to be a challenge. So I think people just need to remember that you can't stop the social distancing when you're in a tiny enclosed place like an elevator. And that plus all the other things that people have talked about, you know, the plexiglass and so on, and keeping people apart from one another. Everyone is anxious to get back. We just have to remember to be smart about it. New York has done so well. We're one of 24 states where the numbers are really massively trending down, so that's good. What we can't do is get complacent and let it go back up like it has in 19 states where the cases are really increasing.
Yeah, I wanted to get into that because I did scan through the New York Times and some of their numbers that they have. And just a couple of examples, last 2 days in South Carolina, 1,000 cases have been reported. In Houston County, there are 23 cases per 100,000, which may or may not sound like a lot. But just 2 weeks ago in Houston County, Texas, there were no cases. What are you making of these numbers as you see them?
Well, these are states where they have relaxed the guidelines for social distancing and reopened. The San Antonio News, whatever their newspaper is this morning, said that this was the highest number of cases they have ever had in San Antonio. And so we need to be careful about that. In Arizona, the hospitals are in a state of emergency. They are at 78% capacity in their hospitals and ICUs, and they're really concerned. North Carolina, on the other hand, has the highest number of patients hospitalized. I think they had about 700 74 patients yesterday, but that has not reached the hospital capacity. So you're going to see the cases rise as the social distancing and the reopening is relaxed. But we really need to learn from the states and from countries like Sweden, where they essentially didn't lock down and they had a very high death rate in their nursing homes. And that was clearly from staff that contracted the virus elsewhere and brought it inside. So don't get complacent. That's the message.
And interesting that you brought up different countries. Two countries that stand out, it seems, worldwide that have done exemplary jobs at handling this pandemic, New Zealand and Iceland. Not sure how familiar you are with what they have been doing. Obviously, they're considerably smaller countries. There's a lot of different geographic elements here. But at the same time, are there things that you're hearing internationally that countries are doing that, you know, maybe we're not picking up on here in the United States?
Well, I saw that New Zealand had declared they have eradicated the virus. I tried to figure out what that really meant, how they came up with that, and I could not find it. I guess they mean that there are either no cases or almost no cases occurring now. Not clear to me what they did. Iceland is a very small country, and interestingly, in the Scandinavian countries, they have a lot of trust in their government, unlike what we see in the United States. And I say that with some humor, but they listened and they social distanced and things are better.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, join us every Thursday morning. We appreciate your perspective and thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.